Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Pro-Moscow officials in four contested areas of Ukraine say they've opened polling stations for votes on whether to join the Russian Federation. The BBC's Hugo Bechega says Russian media reports are saying that lines are not allowed at polling stations because of security concerns.
Ukraine says the vote, which is backed by President Putin, has no legal force. Officials here see it as Russia's reaction to defeats on the battlefield as Ukraine fights to reclaim territory. The so-called referendums will be held in occupied areas of Luhansk and Donetsk in the east and Zaporizhia and Kherson in the south. They're expected to run until Tuesday. The result is all but certain to go in Moscow's favor and could lead to an escalation of the war. The Kremlin could argue that any attack on those areas is an attack on Russian territory. Russia did something similar in 2014 when it annexed Crimea after holding a referendum that was rejected internationally as a fraud.
The BBC's Hugo Bechega reporting. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed a package of policing and public safety measures with bipartisan support. Texas Republican Jody Arrington says that liberal policies have led to more crime across the country.
Since the riots of 2020, I've been warning my Democrat colleagues, we get what we tolerate. After 2 years of Democrats amplifying defund the police rhetoric, failing to hold criminals accountable, and refusing to condemn the lawlessness that's running rampant in our cities across the country, crime is absolutely out of control.
Virginia Democrat Abigail Spanberger says that the bills now heading to the U.S. Senate will address those concerns.
This legislation invests in officer safety. It invests in domestic violence response training. It invests in funding the police departments like those I represent.
Some Democrats have expressed dismay that Congress has yet to adopt reforms that would hold abusive law enforcement officials accountable. At least 500,000 people in Puerto Rico are still waiting for clean water. Hurricane Fiona wiped out electric and water services on the island. NPR's Greg Allen reports that the problem is most acute in isolated mountain areas.
In Orocovis, a town in Puerto Rico's central mountains, people are lining up to fill jugs, buckets, and cisterns with clean water pumped from tank trucks. Flooding in Hurricane Fiona damaged the pipes and the water treatment plant. Officials aren't sure when repairs will be made and water service will resume. People say it's a return to what they saw after Hurricane Maria 5 years ago. Some were without water for 6 months. Another problem, flooding washed out a major artery, making it harder to get food, water, and fuel to a community that needs it. Greg Allen, NPR News, Orocovis, Puerto Rico.
U.S. futures are flat and after hours trading, Asian Pacific markets are lower. This is NPR News. Officials in Alabama have called off the lethal injection of a man convicted in a 1999 workplace shooting because of time concerns and trouble accessing the inmate's veins. Arthur Miller had been scheduled to die earlier in the week, but the execution was postponed after he insisted on death by nitrogen suffocation. Last night, a divided U.S. Supreme Court cleared the way for Miller to die by lethal injection. He's now back in his cell at a South Alabama prison. California has taken a step toward making fossil fuel-dependent furnaces and heaters a thing of the past. KCRW's Kaylee Wells reports that by the year 2030, Californians replacing an old furnace or water heater must find zero-emission alternatives like electricity.
Gas-burning appliances produce a key ingredient in smog called nitrogen oxide, and they produce a lot of it, about four times as much as California's gas power plants and two-thirds as much as the state's cars. Stephen Cliff with the California Air Resources Board says eliminating gas furnace sales will reduce that pollution.
This level of action is needed to ensure federal air quality standards are attained and to deliver on our commitments to protect public health.
The move will help California get closer to reaching the EPA's stricter ozone limits and get closer to the state's ambitious goal of being carbon neutral by 2045. For NPR News, I'm Kaylee Wells.
Again, U.S. futures are flat in after-hours trading on Wall Street following Thursday's losses. Asia-Pacific markets are also lower, down nearly 1% in Hong Kong. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.